Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium close to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner, firstly by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys.
Wow, how natural.
Do you like that start?
And you get acting work. That's what surprises me.
And a lot of it.
It's mad, isn't it? I don't understand why.
Yeah, just malleable. What have you been up to, Rhys?
Nothing.
Really?
I'm working on the new show.
How's
that's
it going?
Mostly it.
Jokes?
Full of them.
Is it?
Gags, twists. There's a lot of twists in the show.
Oh,
twists
like,
and turns.
Silent Witness.
A bit like Silent Witness, I assume. I've not seen Silent Witness.
Do you have a theme tune for your show?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really? What is it?
Hey there, Georgie girl, walking down the street so fancy free. Nobody could ever see. We can't get the rights to this. But I think it's a song, Georgie Girl, actually.
What is Georgie Girl?
It was the theme tune to the film Georgie Girl.
What is Georgie Girl?
And I'm going to get someone to re-record it. As, hey there, Reesey boy, walking down the street. So genuinely, I am.
Are you actually? Oh, I was joking about the theme tune.
No, yeah, and then weirdly, I do have a theme tune this year. I love that song so much.
What is Georgie Girl?
Are we allowed to play still? We can't use actual songs, can we?
No, just sing it.
But you can't even do that. You can't on telly.
No one's gonna pick up on this. Be like, go, oh, actually, I'll have £3 from that, please.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Reese, who have we got on the show today? Show?
Nathan,
podcast?
Nathan Caton.
Very good comedian.
He is an excellent stand-up comic. Proper gig smasher, Nathan Caton.
Oh, my
Caton.
God.
If don't want to be on a bill after Nathan Caton.
You do not want to be following Nathan Caton on
a gig.
He will
absolutely smash the gig.
What would you say the four most unfollowable acts, for good reasons, on the comedy circuit, would you say?
Well, I don't like following anyone with a guitar, to be honest. I don't love doing that. Nina Conti.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate going on after Nina Conti because it's like what you're doing after Nina Conti looks so shit.
You pathetic worm with your stories.
She gets someone up and puts like the mask on them and makes them say stuff. Your little anecdotes about your life seem absolutely worthless.
We don't care about your one kidney, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually don't talk about that because I'm not ready to.
Okay, sorry.
But,
yeah.
But thanks for bringing it up. Wow, it feels like being on Roast Battle all over again, which I won convincingly.
It was 2-1.
That's a victory, though.
It is a victory, I would not say it's convincing.
Who do you not want to follow?
Noise Next Door.
Sure.
The improv troupe, just because they absolutely smash it. Nathan Caton. I'd also say Terry Alderton.
Yeah, I've not seen Terry for a long time, though.
A Banderman.
Yeah. So basically, anyone who's not doing out-and-out straight stand-up.
Yeah.
Except Nathan, who is.
But again,
good Nathan is.
Nathan, basically, on a gig, will just absolutely obliterate a room. If you've not seen Nathan live, you've got to go and see him live. He's recording his stand-up special at Top Secret soon.
And it'll be on YouTube, won't it?
It'll
be on his website, so check that out. Also, big Brentford fan.
Big Brentford fan.
Been a fan for years.
Yeah, in the good times and the bad.
Exactly, and these are the good, so... I don't know what he's going to possibly do with it.
No, I'd be interested to see. But he's a good lad. He's a very good comic. And I'm interested, like really interested to see what he's got. Should we get cracking?
Let's find out. Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is comedian, writer, I want to say presenter.
Maybe online presenter.
Maybe an online presenter.
if you want to push it.
That voice you hear is Nathan Caton.
What's going on? I'm cool, man. You guys all right?
I'm all good.
We're good, mate.
Do you think I should have added more to the list of just actor? Yes, I didn't say actor. Yes, I forgot actor.
I've acted.
You've acted.
Not well, but I've acted.
But you have technically acted.
Exactly. We've all acted not well.
We've all technically acted. Any others that I'm big omissions? Oh, you write. You're a writer. You've got a column. In the program of a football team.
Yes. And I forgot about that. Thanks for
reminding me. Actually have that column right here, right now.
Look, oh, snap. What game?
It was the game, the only game that I've been at. Game I've been at. Brentford Arsenal game.
Why were you there, Lloyd? Tell the listeners why you were there.
I'm not going to lie. Bit sensitive, but I had to sing the national anthem, the God Save the King. And Nathan was there. There's quite a few people there that day. I took Tom Rosenthal.
Did you know he was going on?
I was with my brother and I was like,
is that?
I know that
the
guy.
The Go Compare guy. Did you genuinely have a moment where you were like, fuck yeah, what's Lloyd doing?
Yeah, I know, is that Lloyd? Is that? And my brother's like, what? He's a comedian. He's a comedian. Yeah.
And he's still going, who? Googling me, still going, who?
And then I was like, oh yeah.
What did you make of the performance?
The game or Lloyd?
Lloyd.
Oh, no, mate. He nailed it.
Yeah, no, I smashed it. Live on Sky Sports. And it's live.
Straight back to Griffey.
I had to sing the national anthem at the Brentford game. Obviously, I think we've mentioned this now, Nathan, famous Brentford fan to the point where he's got his own column in the Brentford programme.
I wouldn't put it famous.
But you live in West London?
Yeah, born and bred.
Season ticket at Brentford?
Hell yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how long have you had the season ticket then?
Years.
Oh, so right, quite a long time. Have you got quite a group that stayed the same around where you sit?
No,
because the stadium has changed.
Yeah,
mate.
You've changed stadium, so it's different now. Yeah,
Reece James, you have one massive before, football fan here. Unbelievable.
Well, I've still got a lot of the same people. We moved stadium.
Yeah,
but a lot of the same people still sit in the same place.
That's ridiculous.
What did they get, like the equivalent of the new seats?
Effectively, just made it up to hide the fact that
there's
one. About football.
There's one group. There's one group of three. Three lads.
There's three blokes that you recognize.
There's three blokes who used to sit four rows in front of us, and they sit four rows in front of us at the new stadium, and that's it. But you've got to experience what I would argue is maybe the ultimate football fan experience, which is getting promoted to the Premier League.
Yeah. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that. I mean, for me, the Championship was like, that was the goal.
You know?
That was like the holy grail.
You put in the hours as well. You're not like a fan who came in at the last minute and saw it.
No, you've
sat there for 15 years,
basically.
I've
seen shit, mate. You know, Andy Scott days, you know what I mean?
Who's Andy Scott?
He was, actually, like, fair play to me, he actually got promoted from League 2 to League 1.
Quite a climb down already, Nathan.
Scott is listening.
But the football, I remember going to see a pre-season game, and I remember one of his tactics was, knock it long, let him run after it. It's like, no, this is fucking football, mate. Keep the ball on the ground.
League 2 football is very much hoof it up to the big man.
Yeah.
You know that.
We had a big man and a little man just playing off him.
Love it.
Get the second balls.
I grew up watching Tottenham, and that's how we used to play. We had always Harry Redknapp, even in the Harry Redknapp days when we were getting in the Champions League.
It was
Berbatov and Keane, it was Crouch and Defoe. You know, he literally said in interviews, "I like having a big man and a little man." He literally said that phrase. It's such a Harry Redknapp phrase, isn't it? But it's not just a League Two thing. That
It felt like it was very much
just a
Brentford thing.
So, yeah.
This is so shit, but. Even though it was shit, I liked actually been there. You know what I mean? Rather than like just watching like Man United on TV. It's like, there's no connection.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a West London boy. I'm going to go down to my local club. Yeah, the football's crap, but I'm here supporting this team. And just kept on going back. And, you know, as you said, we've kind of just gone up and up and up and up and up.
So do you like the new stadium?
I love the new stadium. I was sad to leave Griffin Park because I thought, you know, like this new stadium best be bloody amazing. And then I got there. The first game I watched was what was it? The second leg of the playoffs against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And I remember getting there and I was like, oh shit, this is all right, you know, it's kind of cozy. And like, it's just more legroom in the seats. It looks like a nice new.
It's a lovely stadium.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah. I remember when I went to Griffin Park for the first time, you had a creperie. And I was like, this is very middle class.
Yeah.
A creperous London. Some guy with his batter spinning it round. What do you want, that pistachio cream? I was like, what is going on?
Have you been to Dulwich Hamlet? Yes. Dulwich Hamlet game.
Yes, I have been to Dulwich Hamlet.
The queue for the vegan burger stand is wow. so much longer than the queue for the burger stand. It's really? Unbelievable. And they don't have normal milk. Just oat and soy.
Lovely. Right on my street.
Welcome to the modern world, and I'm here for it. I love it. Let me ask you this, Nathan.
Okay.
Have you been on the pitch at Brentford, at the G-Tech?
I've been on the pitch at the Griffin Park, but not the G-Tech.
I've been on the G-Tech. Lloyd has.
All right, mate.
Have you ever... Do they do... I don't know how it works at half-time at Brentford, but do they chat to people? Is there someone who goes on and then chats to... Often ex-players, isn't it? Yeah. It's like legends and stuff.
He's in the corner, not on the pitch. Like,
right.
By the corner flag.
But occasionally that's like celeb fans, is it not? It is at Tottenham.
No,
occasionally McIntyre's always... down there or Stephen Mangan.
No, it's always old players for us.
Right. It's usually Steve Perryman. It's usually old players, but... I just thought, have you had the opportunity to go on there and be interviewed?
No, they haven't really asked me for anything, right? People kind of like overestimate my importance at Brentford Football Club. Like
Nathan, I'm holding a program. With your column
in the picture of you is in the program.
The Nathan Caton column. No, more obvious. So they love you.
But no, you know what? Like, people like when we're playing like you know United, Arsenal, the big teams. I always get people going, "Oh, Nathan, can you get me tickets?" It's like,
right?
No, dude. What position do you think I hold there? Okay,
sure.
I pay for my own ticket, and that's it. You know what I mean?
So how did the program column come about?
So I've done a few things for Brentford, like on Sky Sports and various bits and bobs. And the guy who does the media stuff, he just gave me a call out of the blue. He's like, would you like to do a regular column in a program? Because last year they had like a few fans here and there doing it. It's like, can you do it on a regular? I was like, all right, cool. Just talk about football in Brentford. Yeah, all right. And that was it. Great. That simple.
Every other week, column about Brentford.
Yep.
Oh, crikey.
Some breaking news now. Brentford have a new owner. In the last few minutes, the West London side have announced big changes at the top. Nathan Caton is the new owner of the club. That's the first change in ownership in a decade. We're going to bring you more on this as we get it throughout the day. But if you are just joining us now, that big news of the day so far. Brentford have a new owner. It's Nathan Caton.
Wow. Nathan, well, I mean...
Congratulations.
You are going to be more involved because you're now the owner of... Yeah. Brentford Football Club.
So it's been a dream. Glad that's come to fruition. Yeah.
How much did you pay for the club?
That is undisclosed. I can't go into that kind of information.
Fair enough. But I'm going to assume it's more than gig money. It's more than Matt Brown gig money.
Well, yeah.
It's going to cost you a pretty penny.
I mean, I had to do a few weekends away.
That sounds more dubious than I think you meant it to sound. Yeah. Like you've been digging for very, very dubious people on islands. I've got a great reputation.
Well, listen, money's money. I'm not going to go into the details of that. But I know Matthew Benham, the previous owner. He was like, Nath. I was like, Matt. It's like, listen, are you interested in, you know, just doing some business? I was like, what are you talking about? Went for a Nando's, chatted over it. And yeah.
And you bought it.
Yeah. Gave you a mate's rate.
Yeah, you know, so he's a very good man. I put it
right,
out there.
Okay.
And how have you afforded this? Where has this money come from, Nathan, if you don't mind me asking? Because obviously we need to know where the funds have come from.
Well, so I've had to remortgage my flat.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to do that.
So you've remortgaged your flat to buy the stadium?
To get several million pounds. to buy Brentford.
I've also got some loans from my grandma who said, don't pay me back because I won't go into. My mum, I had to sell my Toto Avensis. My Toto Avensis.
Lovely car.
Yeah, I got about 5-10 quid for that. And various other, you know...
You pulled it all together.
Yeah, strands.
Yeah, looking down the side of the sofa and whatnot, finding the coins.
Exactly, you know, called up Jonglers, got all my money back.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. So when a new owner comes in, the first thing that people are going to be worried about is the manager. Thomas Frank.
Yeah.
Lovely man.
Good lad, Thomas Frank. Yeah, successful manager.
Mm-hmm.
Is he staying or are you kicking him out?
I can confirm that Thomas Frank will be staying.
He will be staying. Yeah,
I think if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And he's a lovely man. You know, he's a charming and handsome fellow.
He is.
We love him. So it's like, well, yeah, there's no need to get weird.
Does he have a chant at Brentford, Thomas Frank?
Not really.
Managers
no.
don't always. No. I just wondered because he's got a bit of a legend already at Brentford. I just wondered if he had a.
No, not really. The closest is Thomas, give us a wave. You know, that's sure. it. Like in the 75th minute when we're 2-0 up.
Not sure if I mentioned it. I sang at the Brentford G-Tech Community Stadium the other week. And then as I finished, I went down the tunnel and then just had to wait there for like 5 minutes for things to kind of like die down. Thomas had basically forgotten his jacket. It was a bit colder. He ran in, got his jacket, then ran out, saw it was me, put the two and two together. I was a singer. He just went, good. And then just walked off.
Lovely guy.
And then just walked off. And I was like,
I can see where you're keeping him.
Yeah.
He really arm around the shoulder. He knows when it's a confidence player like Lloyd. Yeah. And he's bigging up.
And he knows that the DNA, to sound cliche, he knows the DNA of the club because obviously he was assistant manager when, who was our last manager? No, Dean Smith. When Dean Smith was there. Yeah. So he knows the players. He knows how our club works, the development team and stuff like that. So it's like, just keep it simple.
Fair enough. Okay. I understand that decision. You want to keep Thomas Frank. Before we get into what else you're going to change, what sort of ambitions do you have for the club? Is this a business decision where you want it to be profitable and making you loads of money down the line? Or is it more just about the passion of the team? You want to, what? Is there a 10-year aim to get in the Champions League or something?
It's a bit of both. Obviously, you always want to make money when it comes to business. But at the same time, I'm a Brentford fan. So I want to see the team do well. I want to see us establish ourselves in Premier League. And then let's push for European place. You know what I mean? Why not? You know, if you don't... You know, dream big, get big. That's what I think. So yeah, we're going to aim for Europe. That's our 10-year plan. You know, you never know.
How are you aiming for Europe? Like, not obviously, you know, I know where Europe is, but like, how are you getting that dream a reality?
It's all building blocks. So first we establish ourselves as a staple of the Premier League, right? So last year we finished 12th, 13th. Let's aim to build on that. Let's go for 10th.
Yeah, but how are you doing that? How are you doing that, Nathan?
Signing new players, getting rid of the deadwood?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. There's obviously going to be incomings and outgoings. But Brentford, we've always been innovative. Innovative, yeah. Right, in that we can't compete with some of the big boys financially, so we have to try other means to kind of bring good players. We've got our Moneyball system, right? I'm going to introduce a cloning system, right?
A what? So, nice.
Cloning system.
Fully going right. into cloning technology.
So basically, when we play the likes of City, Liverpool, etc., etc., just get a strand of hair from Erling Haaland, right? I'll employ the top scientists, right? And then voila, put in a lab and we've got the next Erling Haaland, right? We've got the next Mo Salah, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's not a bad shout because a scientist doesn't charge $300,000 a week.
Exactly.
So it is just a cheaper way to do it. It will be expensive for scientists, but nowhere but near as expensive as
Erling
Haaland.
You know people, so I can get it on the cheap.
Do you? Yeah. You know a guy who knows a guy who's got a cloning machine?
Yeah, there's always people who know. If you go down somewhere like, I don't know, like a Shepherd's Bush market, there's always be someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Always West London with you, isn't it? I mean, he's never...
yeah,
he's
not
never,
too far.
No, exactly. There's like a never, force field.
Gets to Notting Hill, he gets the shivers. Yeah, exactly. Going back.
So you're going to get a local cloning expert. A local scientist in the Shepherd's Bush area who you know through someone at the market.
Yes.
And they're going to get you the next Haaland. Yeah, there's a bit of a Space Jam feel to this.
Yeah, just from one strand of hair. How are you getting that strand of hair?
Well, when we play them, obviously, you know, you have to get stuck in. Literally get stuck in. You know, just, right. You know, you don't even know. Like, you don't even feel it. Because when you just do that, you know, the hair's out. Yeah. So, just keep it, bring it to me, or give it to, you know, one of the medical team or the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And you've got like a collection of different hairs from all the best players and stuff.
So you'll have like physio that will come on, and then you'll have someone else, and they'll have like a little, you know, like scenes of, like a Socco officer from that, just like put the hair into a bag and then just take it.
Well, alternatively, instead of making your team better, you could use the strands of hair to just make other teams worse by just like planting them on murders and stuff. So that Erling Haaland goes to prison for 40 years.
I'm not an animal, bro.
Just clone them instead. Cold.
Yeah, just clone them.
Just clone them instead. You're not an animal. You wouldn't do anything immoral.
No one's got to get hurt.
Well, no, I'm not saying you do the murders.
You put people in jail.
You don't do the murders. You just put them in jail for doing existing murders.
No, but it's fine because like by the time...
Look what's happened with cereal in the last few months. I mean,
Someone will comes back round. And before you know it, Adnan Syed is back up front for Man City. Is that what you're saying? He can only go away for so
where
long.
He belongs. Wasn't it a Toyota Prius that was involved? And you've got a Toyota...
Never mind. Anyway.
Are you keeping the same stadium or are you going to go back to Griffin Park?
Good question, actually. So, all right. I'm keeping a current stadium. Going to change the name.
To?
I want a stadium that kind of represents me. So I'm going to call it Your Mum's House.
Right. Very nice.
Just yeah, exactly. Just so you know, you can see here and now, and you're watching Sky Sports News. Someone scored at your mum's house. You know what I mean? Like, 22 men ready for action at your mum's house. That's what I want, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's balls
someone
flying.
Stealing
in.
Hair at your mum's house. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to call it Your Mum's House. move that stadium.
I just can't wait for Jeff Stelling to say Your Mum's House.
It's Attack of the Clones.
And let's go
house.
To Chris Kamara. At your mum's house.
Yeah, so I'm going to move Your Mum's House to to the original Griffin Park site.
Right.
Just have the stadium there and then build outwards, right? And I know it's all surrounded by residential streets. I want to knock those houses
knocking
down.
Knocking the houses down.
So I'm going to just apply to the Hounds of Council, knock it down. Because those houses around there, they're pretty pointless because...
Are they?
Yeah, well, okay, one, like... Young people won't be able to afford properties around there because it's expensive in West London. It's all occupied by older people. And no offence, but they're not going to be here for long. So just get rid.
Okay. Right? And where are you putting the old people, Nathan?
That's not my problem. I'm
straight into your mum's house.
Yep.
I'm owner of Brentford. I'm not owner of, like, you know, these elderly people.
Yeah, okay.
So they can, I don't know, find somewhere.
The old people will find somewhere.
How's the council can deal with that? Yeah. I'm just trying to get the space for your mum's house.
Okay. Right?
Sure. So, well, if you're building out, are you keeping those four pubs?
Yes. Yes.
So you can only build as far as the pubs?
No. The pubs will move to...
Oh, right. You're just going to relocate them a bit further out. Brick.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
As far out as the stadium goes, that's where the pubs will be.
Okay. And how big is the stadium going to be?
Well, okay. So...
How big's your mum's house?
Because you actually could have as many fans as you want because you could just clone the fans. You've got the technology.
Exactly.
So you could have 300,000 people there a week.
But you want the good fans though, not the quiet fans. Do you know what I mean?
Clone the loud ones. Clone the drummer.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so what's the big stadium in the world? Is it Maracanã? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's go for one seat bigger than Maracanã.
Yeah. It's very pedantic, nice.
Petty. That's the new Spurs stadium. Yeah, it's 1,000 bigger than the Emirates, yeah. Isn't it?
No, but wasn't that the Arsene Wenger story where someone had a clause in their contract? It was like £1 million, and they offered like £1 million and a pound.
For Suarez.
Yeah. Was it for Suarez?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
What was the figure? Can you remember?
It was 40 million and a quid.
40 million and a quid. But it's over the amount. Do you want it? Okay, so you're going to go. One seat bigger than the current biggest stadium in the world. Okay, fine. Yeah. And do you think you'll fill that, Brentford? You know, like, no offence. Some people might say that Arsenal or Tottenham or Chelsea are the biggest club in London. Do you think that you'll be able to fill that? You're looking at me like you want to kill me. But go on.
Okay, well, that's part of my plan, right? So what I want to do with my newfound success and money, I want to buy QPR and Fulham, right? Because history is QPR tried to buy us back in 1950 something, and that's why we hate them so much. So I'm like, guys, listen, let's just bury that hatchet, okay? We're all, you know, trying to get a piece of London, and if you're a London club, competition is fierce, isn't it? All right, so let's just combine together, okay? Have like a West London super club.
You
right?
absorb them.
So that I buy QPR, buy Fulham, buy their ground and stadium. And so, guys, okay, we are stronger together. And then once I bought them, I just fire every single member of their staff because I'm
great.
Petty. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then I'll leave their ground to just rot and become derelict.
Well, you could do, and again, you know, I am not involved in this ownership debacle, but you could sell off the stadiums for residential. I don't want to sound like some sort of like Tory.
And put the old people in it.
And put the old people in there.
You could rehouse the old people.
In like, you could just build a high rise.
You're really looking not fussed about rehousing the old people here, Nathan.
I'd rather just let their stadiums rot and be nothing.
Fair enough.
To be honest.
So just become rotten landmarks.
Just derelict land that once was.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Kumho tires at TireRack.com.
Is there any other change in the stadium, like catering?
Yeah, okay. So so the pubs, I'm going to tell them it's like massive sports bars.
Right? Yeah, nice.
Serves like, you know, all burgers, hot dogs, wings, all that stuff. And then somehow, if there's like an underground tunnel or something that connects the bars to the stadium so that we'd have to leave and go outside the pub, you could just go straight from the pub, walk through the tunnel, and then you're in the stadium. It's like, okay, there's my seat. That kind of thing. You know what
Perfect.
I mean? It's like a massive, like, super complex.
Can I just ask about, so you call it the mum's house. Would you have naming rights for your mum's house, or is it just be...
No sponsor, right?
No sponsor.
No, I think it's just your mum's house.
Go old school.
Yeah.
Yeah, just okay, keep it. You know, Kenilworth Road, Deepdale, your mum's house.
There you go.
Fair enough. Kit sponsor? Because at the moment you've got, what is it, Hollywood Bet?
Yeah, Hollywood Bet. See, I'm not...
Could be the cloning company.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one. Yeah, the cloning company.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah, yeah. Is that you rub my back, I rub your back?
Yeah, but do you want to be advertising them and then advertising the other people them use them? Surely that...
Yeah, but surely have that something in the contract that we can only... They can only work with us.
Nathan, it's your club, mate. You own the club.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm going to say... Listen,
you're going to have to negotiate that with them. But then why would you then advertise them on your shirt? That's what I'm asking, Rich. I mean, it just seems a bit of a...
Well, it's not for other clubs to see this. So other people outside the world of football who might want to use their company. But in terms of football clubs... Okay.
Exclusivity.
Club. Yeah,
exclusivity.
Exactly.
No, fair enough.
So one thing I was going to have... I was going to section off the away end. Right, or the away section.
Yeah,
they'd be like actual like dividers, right? So that they actually feel safe and secure, and then hanging over them it'd be a massive bee's nest.
With
the bees in it, so
are you? And sorry, just before we get into the big bees nest, are you still going to be called Brentford Bees?
Yeah,
oh yeah,
we're still with the bees. Yeah, and that's why I have the bees nest.
Yeah, yeah. Section them off to feel safe, and then just a complete frisson of danger hanging above them.
There you go. Yeah,
Kalas, are you going to have your own local beekeepers at the? At your mum's house.
Yes, just in case anything goes a bit, you know, left field or whatever, and it hurts our fans. So I'll have, the beekeepers there, but the away fans aren't to know that.
Okay. Will words not get out after the first few games? Oh, yeah. How is Brentford away? Well, it's a lot bigger than we thought. Also, be careful of the bees.
I see, that's a good point.
The animals, not the, you know, the players.
Yeah.
I think you'll still be fine. People will always go to watch
their
team play.
Yeah, yeah.
Bees or otherwise. I really think they would.
Bees or otherwise.
Do you think football fans are like, I'm not scared of some fucking bees?
And then you get it and see the size of it. Oh, shit.
No, yeah. I think things like bees, wasps, spiders, really, you know, you'll see a football fan that'll be, oh fucking it, but I know, shit, I mean, put a bee in front of him, the shit
right.
himself.
Right, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, because bees, I think a wasp's fine. A wasp's nest is a different thing. Bees are the friendly bee.
Nah.
You know, that's a phrase, isn't it?
I've never said the word friendly before the word bee.
The friendly
bee,
the humble friendly bee. I've just pollinating, just worshipping the queen. It's like us. You know? Just showing respect, singing the national anthem at Brentford.
What bees have you encountered?
Aggressive, horrible, bastards. Hornets. If you do this at Watford, it'd be an absolute car crash.
Hornet nest.
A hornet's nest, absolutely not going there. I don't think there is a team called the Spiders, is there? No one's got the spiders as their nickname.
I don't think so.
They should. It'd be terrifying. Yeah. But the bees, I think, nah, bees, yeah, they're nice. But then, yeah, then if the fans kick off and they're getting too aggressive,
yeah, you've sting got attack. Shitload of bees coming in. Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Man United might be tricky. A load of Red Devils in the ceiling.
Yeah. How do you mean?
No, let's just cut that bit out.
How do you mean? Explain yourself, I'd say.
Is it like a load of Red Devils in the ceiling? And then they just...
In the ceiling?
In the
load of Red Devils in the ceiling.
Mascot. Let's go to mascot. And sorry, is the intention to kill the fans with the bees or just intimidate them?
Yeah, just intimidate them. And just scare them so they can't support the team.
If you've got these bees as well, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to... But will you have beehives at your mum's house?
if it adds financial revenue, then why not
sell honey and sell at honey. Half-time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there we go. That's all right.
There's
your
catering sorted.
Yep, that's nice. I like that. You guys are good.
Nathan Catering.
That's not bad.
If you guys
stuff,
want a job.
Did you hear that, Nathan Catering?
you're hired.
That's good stuff. I mean, that I've got no problem with that whatsoever.
That's the second time you said that today.
Did Brentford not sell honey at the moment?
That is mental.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Club shop, shirt, rattle. Rattle?
Welcome to the 1930s.
Yeah.
And honey, if we're doing 1930s, then honey. Like, you should sell honey.
We should, yeah.
So you're sticking, the bees is remaining the nickname.
I'm a purist, if anything. So
mascot,
yeah.
with the club comes a mascot. Are you...
Is that a bee?
Still a bee? Or?
We've got Buzzbee and we've got Buzzette, who's the girl bee.
So you're not changing that to like a large mascot of a mum? And there's your mum over there.
Yeah, you need the mum for her house.
I like that idea. But I also like the idea of actual bee who goes around stinging the away fans.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Really obsessed with stinging the away fans.
No, I like the idea of your mum as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good mascot, I think.
Lovely lady, Diane.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I can have both. I'm the owner.
You have whatever you want.
Listen, you have whatever you
so
want.
So we're going to have... Okay, so you're going to have your mum, obviously, because it's her house.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have Buzzbee and a Buzzette, who are a bit bigger and a bit more menacing, who go on to sting the away fans.
Okay. That's absolutely fine.
Is the mum mascot going to be... In the way that the bee is like a big bee costume that's soft, that someone's inside, is the mum going to be inside a mum costume? Or is it just going to be a woman playing the mum as an actor?
No, I would like the idea of having like a big mum character.
Big mum character.
Goes on giving everyone hugs.
Yeah, can I say, you know the Dolmir advert? Where you get those
puppets.
Big
puppets.
Something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so friendly but menacing.
There you go. She'll give you a hug, but she'll give you a slap if you cross her.
Okay.
And while we're on friendly but menacing,
yeah.
Have you got a club motto? Because friendly but menacing does seem like the kind of whole vibe here, but also you could get stung.
Okay, club motto. Or,
you're about to get stung at your mum's house. No?
Welcome to your mum's house. Bring your Savlon.
bring your antihistamine.
Bring your antihistamines.
No. About to get stung at your mum's house. That's a good one.
You're about to get stung at your mum's house.
I like that, yeah.
You're about to get stung at your mum's house.
Yeah.
Okay.
The club, the team logo, the crest, are you changing that at all or is that staying the same?
Currently a B, isn't it?
I'm going to have to chuck in your mum there somewhere, innit? Like,
you know, I guess you are.
I think your mum will be on the badge with the bees.
When you say your mum will be on the badge... Now, does everyone's kit has their individual mum on the badge or just the your mum character?
The your mum character.
The your mum character, okay. In a sort of like...
I mean, that would cost a lot if I got
Bessie
everyone's
logo
mum.
Type situation.
Aunt Jemima, all that shit.
Yeah.
Aunt Bessie.
It's like that sort
Bessie,
of logo.
Instead of holding a Yorkshire pudding, just holding a bee. Like a really menacing
like
bee.
Uncle Ben's, it's like... Yeah. You've got the emblem
Uncle
of
Ben.
That. The Pringles character.
Yeah, like that. But it'll be the
but
mum.
But it's the mum character.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it all adds up.
Are there any rules or regulations that you're bringing in for the club? Mainly the players, you know what I mean? For example, you might be like, oh, look, you're only allowed to wear solely black boots, like not a hint of colour or whatever. Are there any rules that you're bringing in as the new owner/dictator?
I'm having for definite. No gloves. Right,
goalkeepers.
Keeper can wear gloves, but isn't like outfield players.
No Berbatovs.
No, normally they wear gloves, but they've got shorts Okay. Like, what's the point?
So like, absolutely no gloves whatsoever.
No, come on.
What about a physio and it's a blood injury?
Oh, no, that's fine. It's physio. Oh, yeah. But the players, no.
So no gloves whatsoever. That's the only rule you're bringing in.
No, as in flashy hairstyles. Unless you're an amazing player.
But then you've got like tiered players. So you're going, you can have.
No, but I mean,
if you're
in
really
general,
good, you can have like really good
but
hair.
But I mean, in general, as in like here at Brentford, okay, we're all about togetherness. There's no I in team, okay? Let's just keep it simple, okay?
But you might get stung.
Be humble. There we go. Right? Humble yourself. All right. I have one other rule, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how, what's his name? Adama Traore. He puts oil and vaseline.
Yeah.
So all the players have to do that.
He puts what, sorry?
He oils up his arm so that he can't be grabbed.
Yeah. Oh,
so that he's slippery. And that's how he beats all these players down the wing before unleashing a terrible cross.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where you want all your players to be completely oiled up.
Yeah.
Massage levels.
Oil, yeah. Oil to the max, mate.
Slippery as hell.
Exactly.
What kind of oil are we talking?
The celebrations
baby oil,
when they score.
Vaseline.
Gastrol, GTX.
Yeah, mate. Car oil. It's kind of, yeah.
I think let me present a problem to you with this system.
Go for it.
So the two things you're saying are, you have to be oiled up and you can't wear gloves. Throw-ins. Explain to me how you're going to do throw-ins.
There will be towels on the side.
Right, okay. Ready. Just for hands.
Yes.
Just for when you do throw-ins.
Exactly.
But what about if the away fans are grabbing the towels to waft away the bees, like them trying to sting them?
It'd be ball boys. They've got the towels. Like, don't give it to the away fans.
Okay, what about the ball
boys? Are the ball boys oiled up? Forget I asked.
Please tell me. Please,
there's the episode title.
Out of context. Can we clip that up? And the ball boys. What about their ball boys?
Nathan, one of our random scenarios has cropped up.
Okay.
Sort of chance card, a community chess situation.
Okay.
There is a new pandemic threatening to shut down the league.
Oh, gosh.
The novel Otterpox. Your star player / new clone, your Erling Haaland clone, essentially, is refusing to get vaccinated, and the Premier League will not allow any non-vax players to play. How are you going to convince him to take his jab so that he can play?
Oh, gosh. I will point to a picture of your mum and be like, do you want to piss her off? That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got the bees as backup. If
there we go. Exactly. Just intimidation. That's my thing.
You could just put the vaccine into one of the bees and have the bee sting the vaccine into him. It's a sort of.
I could, but I
it's sort of jab.
I'll try and intimidate him first.
Yeah.
And then go for it.
Get the your mum character.
Yeah.
To say.
Most footballers,
tidy room,
most boys are like mummy's boys anyway. You know what I mean? So you see your mum, you don't disappoint her.
So you okay? So this character is going to be so intimidating that you think they will just definitely do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and if not, it's a clone. So just do a clone. Another
yeah, exactly.
One.
Who will follow the rules?
As long as you got As long as you got the strand of hair still, just make another one.
Just make another clone.
Just make another one with a built-in vaccine.
Clones of clones.
That's a great idea, actually. Also, they don't like you've just said that most footballers are mummy's boys. Mm. You're cloning someone that clearly doesn't have a mother. They're made in a factory.
Yeah,
so he'll have no emotional intelligence to go, oh yeah, I love my mum, because it was like a test tube baby.
Mm. Yeah, and it's Haaland as well, who's already a robot.
Yeah, and
so he's double
alien.
Cyborg.
And he's close to his dad, isn't it?
Yeah,
I picked the wrong player. But can you teach? I could teach him from young, right? If he's got your mum bringing him up.
So sorry, the mascot of your mum also has to raise the players.
So she's like
mom,
a
mate, come on.
She's like the headmistress of the school.
Yeah.
As well. Okay, fine, yeah. I mean that's
how much of a mum role is the character taking on? Is she washing the kits? She's kit man. Is she also feeding them? Is she
kit
in charge
person,
of the canteen?
Bruce, if that's okay. Is your mum the kit man?
Listen, it's 2022. I live in a progressive society.
This podcast might go in 2023,
mate. Any
mum
could be a kit man, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, fair enough.
I think the mum character chips in where she can. She's always there to help. I mean, we'll have, kit people, caterers, etc.
Love that.
But she chips in.
They think caterers.
Like a nice mum does, yeah.
It was good the first time.
Okay, I'll say it at least three more times before the end of the podcast. Don't you worry about that.
Well, Lloyd, I think we need to put all this data into the supercomputer.
It's already in there. So I'm just going to have to just do the coding for the...
This is analysis happening live of all the information you've given us to see whether or not you're fit and proper manager. And what's the verdict, Lloyd?
Yeah, it's saying no, you're not fit and proper.
What?
Yeah, no, sorry. So they, I'll just have a look at the report that's come back. They said they were fine with the cloning.
Okay.
But really, it was the bee nests in the away end that they just thought was a health and safety thing and could cause death.
Plus the old people you turfed out.
And the old, yeah, they have
to. Oh, come on, they're not going to be here to. Who cares?
Right. Oh yeah, no, look,
it's interesting defence in court. The old who cares?
No, oh, they're not going to be here long enough for us to. Come on, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but again, still, it is the bee nest.
But no, but they're going to be sectioned in their way. They're not going to be harming anyone else.
Well, the away fans are still humans, regardless of age. they're not robot. They are humans.
I didn't say that the bee's nest would break open or anything. It's just there.
Okay.
Hovering.
Yeah. But still, there is risk of death if you on purposely put bees above humans. So I can only go by what the supercomputer is saying.
Well, it's like a fishnet under the bee's nest.
Yeah. Right. Have you seen a fishnet before? Bees can get through. Bees can get through fish nets.
I said that. I was like, oh, yeah, they can get through.
I think me and Lloyd personally aren't against some of these ideas. They're definitely maverick ideas, and I think some of them are definitely great, and they're good for business too, particularly as you don't have to spend any money on signings ever.
Exactly,
you can get the best players in the world for free. However, it's about the supercomputer analyzes whether you're a fit and proper person.
It takes all these things in, it's the algorithm, and it's still saying, it's just flashing going bees.
Is there a way to have the bees there then? Without it being like a risk.
But surely there's no element of actual danger above the fans unless there's a possibility they could sting them.
Yeah. I'm afraid you've put all your answers in, Nathan. And like this is it. And there are still, I think at the last count, 2,500 old people unhoused in West London who have no help or support whatsoever. So you are essentially Pretty Patel, as well as the very dangerous Steve Irwin. So thank you for coming on.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that the computer, but you've been a great guest, and a lot of these things, you know, if the owners of Brentford are listening, I'm sure we'll be implementing quite a few. So Matthew and Cliff, are they the two? Are they Cliff Crown?
Yeah, Cliff Crown. Yeah, Matthew Benham. Yeah.
Matthew Benham. So if they're listening, I'm sure they'll take a lot of these on board. But
And listen, I do look forward to someday visiting your mum's house.
Yay, there we go.
Can I say, from the bottom of my heart, Nathan Catering, thank you for Nathan Catering, thank you for coming on. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
There it was, Nathan Caton and the bees.
There was a lot in there, which I absolutely was not expecting.
No, and it's always nice when a guest thinks about it before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, has made some notes and decided how they want to play this. But it is always sort of disconcerting when they have thought about it before and still the solution is a massive bee's nest above the away fans. It sort of makes it more evil.
Very evil.
If it was in the moment, you'd be like, oh, we're all improvising, you know, we've all panicked.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, that was committed to print.
Yeah. And also as well, I think because Nathan had to go quite surreal because he does love the club so much and is involved with them. So I don't think he could be like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He's like, right, yeah, bee's nest above the away
cloning
fans.
Cloning machine, bee's nest, your
mum's house.
I think we should tag Brentford in this when we put it on social media.
Oh, they
will
love that.
Hopefully they'll listen and his column will be discontinued.
Oh, no, that's not what we want.
They're never going to let him carry on the column if he's got this on his record.
To be fair, a lot of our friends do actually work for Brentford, so they will listen to it. We're just going to have to say, look, please don't
sack Nathan.
But a very good episode.
Yep, lovely stuff. What you got coming up?
I'm going to go for a run.
Yeah.
Still doing that.
I'm going to go for a run of comedy shows on my tour. Tickets available at reesejames.co.uk.
Oh, fine. /live. Then come and see me.
That's the end of the episode, I'm afraid. That's all we have time for. But do subscribe. Make sure to tell your friends about the show.
One ton of fun.
Tell your mum about the show as well. Make sure you tell your mum about the show.
Will your mum be listening to this podcast?
I'd say she'll probably give one episode a go.
Really?
So who knows, it'll be this one. She'll listen to one. Yeah, no, I see what you're doing.
My mum will listen to every single episode.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
100%. She listens to all, so.
Will she leave a review?
Oh, yeah, she'll leave a review, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she will. Please.
Five stars, please.
Imagine if she gives it 4 stars. No, all right, yeah. Preferred his early stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, I did like it, but that Lloyd character was all over the place. You know what? Forget it. Don't leave a review. I don't want to see what you have to say.
Thanks for listening.